This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate taxation will come to order. I wish to welcome everyone here and the internet listeners. I would remind all to turn off your cell phones. At this point, I'd ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senators Castleberry.
Here.
Klum.
Here.
Norstrup.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
Stalzer.
Here.
Simmons.
Here.
Johns.
Here.
Senator, we have a quorum.
We have a quorum. With that, we will ask the pages to come forward and introduce themselves. Tell us what, give us your name and tell us where you're from and if you have any plans. Come up here and speak on the chair.
My name's Olivia Breen. I'm from Wagner. I'm a senior. I plan to go to SDSU next year, major in political science, double minor in history education and business.
Great. Thank you. With that, we'll proceed to the first bill. We don't have any minutes from the last meeting, so the bill before the committee today is Senate Bill 37, which is entitled An Act to Repeal the Bingo Distributor License and Bingo Manufacturer License and to Repeal the Bingo Tax. With that, we'll take testimony from the proponents. Mr. Williams.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Jason Evans. I'm with the South Dakota Department of Revenue. Excited to present to you Senate Bill 37, which seeks to repeal some licensing fees and some the now famous, world famous bingo tax, I guess. I'm certain that you've all are aware that we do allow bingo in certain eligible organizations in South Dakota. Typically, those be your veterans organizations, your civic, fraternal, educational type of organizations that can conduct those games. What you may be weren't aware of is the fact that the manufacturers that produce those bingo cards and those pull tabs, etc., have to apply for and receive a license from us. The manufacturers have to buy a $2,500 license from the Department of Revenue simply to be able to sell those products to a distributor. Now, the distributors also have to get a license from us. The distributors that are selling those bingo cards and bingo supplies to those eligible organizations that are able to conduct the games are required to buy a $5,000 license from the department. And in addition to the $5,000, they're required to pay a 5% tax on those bingo supplies and bingo equipment. You probably weren't aware of that prior to Tuesday, but you are now, and so here we are talking about the repeal of those license fees and that tax. Those license fees and the tax that I just mentioned are in addition to any applicable sales tax license requirements or sales taxes that might apply to those products. So the department spends a lot of time and energy administering some of these programs that really don't add a lot to the bottom line, and I'll kind of demonstrate that today with some of the figures. But Senate Bill 37 seeks to repeal both the license fees and the 5% tax. I imagine during the 1970s and 1980s, bingo was all the rage, and there probably was a legitimate regulatory purpose for these license fees and taxes. But with the other gaming options that we have available in the state now, we've seen a pretty drastic decline in bingo, the taxes that we're receiving and probably the participation in bingo games in South Dakota. And so in FY21, we received $20,000 in license fees, those $2,500 and $5,000 licenses that I mentioned, and only about $12,000 in tax. So grand total of $32,000 in FY21 that we're talking about should this bill pass that we're not going to receive in the state of South Dakota anymore. By contrast, in 1996, the year that I started working for the Department of Revenue, we received more than double the amount of license fees at $45,000 and nearly triple the amount of tax at $34,000. And so it just seems like with that sharp decline over the years that this tax and license fee have probably outlived their usefulness. And so we went through SDCL Chapter 22-25, and basically section by section, repealed any reference to or requirement to obtain a license and any reference to that 5% tax that I mentioned. And so along the way, the LRC added some, form and style revisions, and the product that you have in front of you in the form of Senate Bill 37 is what we ended up with. I'd like to take just a moment to talk about the things that this bill does not do. This bill does not change any of the other regulatory requirements regarding gaming or bingo. It doesn't change who can authorize or who is authorized to conduct the games. It doesn't change the maximum winnings that you can win in a bingo game. It doesn't change who can be a distributor or a manufacturer or the penalties for any unauthorized games or violations of the chapter. So it doesn't change any of the other regulatory provisions in this chapter regarding gaming or bingo or lotteries. It solely changes the requirement to repeat or to receive a license and to pay that special 5% tax. And so, Mr. Chair, with that, I could drone on and go through every section of the bill if you'd like, but I think instead of doing that, I'll stand by for any questions, and I ask for your support of Senate Bill 37. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Any questions for the members of the committee of this witness? Seeing none. Pardon?
Are we doing questions now?
Well, we can. I think he's going to be our only witness. Do you have any questions? Okay. While he's up here.
Just for clarification, the one time a year I play bingo is at the VFW's fundraiser during Corn Palace Days. Did they have to pay a tax when they were doing those games?
Mr. Chair.
Please.
Senator Klum, the tax is remitted to us by the distributors of the bingo products. And so, you know, I would assume that the distributor passes those taxes on and the cost of, you know, the cost of those products to the eligible organization, in your example, the VFW. And ultimately, those costs may be borne by, you know, the end product users or consumers. But the tax is remitted to us by the licensed distributors.
Thank you. There was only one person that was had signed in to testify, but to for the completeness of the record, are there any other proponents of this bill that are here to testify today? Seeing none, does anyone wish to appear and testify against the bill? Seeing none, then we will close public testimony, and I will move to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair, I move do pass.
Second.
We have a motion do pass by Senator Klum, a second by Senator Stalzer. Any comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As we were talking before the meeting, this makes sense. It's not used anymore, and whenever we repeal a tax, it's a good day. So I urge your support.
Thank you. Anybody else have anything further? Seeing none, let's proceed then with the vote. Madam Secretary, would you please call the vote? The motion is do pass Senate Bill 37, which is an act to repeal the bingo distributor license and bingo manufacturer license and to repeal the bingo tax.
Senators,
say aye. Proceed.
Senators Castleberry.
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Norvstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
7 of 7.
It's a unanimous vote. Senate Bill 37 will go to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Can it go on consent?
Pardon?
Can it go on consent?
I believe it can. We'll go on consent calendar. Thank you very much. Does anybody have anything further at this time? Any business from any of the members of the committee? If not, I welcome you all back, of course, this year. Look forward to an interesting year, and thank you very much. We will meet again next Wednesday. We'll have a presentation from the department at that time on property tax. Should be a primer on property tax, and I expect it'll be real interesting. So thank you very much, everyone.
I move to adjourn.
We're adjourned. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're adjourned.